This is a session with James, recorded on December 16th, copyright 2010, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 6:25 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, well, how would I apply that? Yeah. Because if you're going to be thinking, you know, to try and move an object, that's not going to work. But the initial thought of I want to move it is a starting point. So
who said it wouldn't work? Who said it wouldn't work? If you could say, I want to move this. People used to bend spoons. They could move things in their house. A lot of times they had genetic and mind disorders. Where
yeah.
Someone could be angry, and you could start fires.
Okay, so how does from the mind or from thought? Sorry, not the mind, thought.
Uh-huh.
How does that affect the frequency and vibration?
Well, that's what the mind does. Is it gauges and gives relevance to vibration? We would
okay.
say it's more like a tuner.
Yeah. Yep.
You don't make your tuner. You don't hope your tuner could think of the right radio station you want to listen to, do you?
Yeah, no.
Well, if you used your mind as a tuner, first time this has been said, Bob, if you use your mind as a tuner, you don't get mad that it doesn't tune correctly.
Mm.
You don't
yep.
judge your tuner because it's not on the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
You just adjust the tuner so that it is on the frequency, then you can adjust the volume as loud as you want to if you have good speakers. If you don't,
mm-hmm.
if you have any cheap speakers, don't turn it up too loud or you'll blow the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, those are all components of enjoying a radio show or music
yes.
or song or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. We'll have to go the Garrett Dean road to help you out
yeah.
here. But it's what Zappa was trying to, his music was written for now, not for then. Because
mm-hmm.
they didn't have technology then to actually convey the music that you can now do with Zappa now.
Yes.
Well, now you say yes, but how fucking cool is that?
Well, yeah, we sort of did 5 hours on it on Sunday.
Well, no, you mean of Garrett
not so much.
Dean. You did a little more than that, but it was more Garrett Dean than it was Zappa.
Yeah, true. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's all right. No problem.
Yeah.
But now think about that. He did his whole life's work then for now.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, digitizing this work, you can absolutely put yourself into a position where you can enjoy Zappa better now than he did then.
Exactly.
Because he was constantly trying to find that perfect note.
Exactly. So true.